Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. So, you know, planning is my jam. I love teaching it. I love helping everybody do it. I was a math major. I love the numbers. I love the information. I am confident that I can sit down with anyone at this point and take the realities of their life and marry it to the things that they want to be doing and help them get that into a calendar in a way that isn't overwhelming to them. However, I own my zone of genius, which means I'm very open in what is not mine. We can create the best plans ever, right? But if we don't have the right stuff going on between our ears, if our headspace, if we don't have the beliefs, if we don't know how to quiet those little voices that pop up at us, if we don't know how to, you know, handle stress and anxiety the right ways, let's face it, all that work is going to be kind of for naught. So today I'm bringing back one of my favorite guests, Mindy. She is my go-to expert on all this because as we are gearing up to head into annual planning, you know, we're wrapping up this year and getting into next year, y'all, it's coming. I wanted to have this conversation around how we marry the practical, pragmatic, I've got my plans on paper with the internal, am I the person that can actually honor those? So I'm really excited to have this conversation here with Mindy today. I continue to learn and grow with my work with her. So I always love having the opportunity to share her with all of you. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I have I believe now you might be the most featured guest on the podcast to date. Mindy Huebner is here again because honestly, I could probably have you on every week and it would add value. So for those of you that are new to Mindy, I'll give you the quick backstory on how I know Mindy, how I work with Mindy, and then we're going to dive into our conversation today. So Mindy is my go-to for everything between my ears. Like, let's face it, ladies, we get in our own heads, right? We can have the best plans, the best intentions, the best everything, but then the little voices start. And then we have the week where we fall off the wagon or we didn't do the things we wanted to do, or we just don't have the belief in ourselves or whatever the things are that either prevent us from moving forward, make us feel stuck, make us feel like we can't, whatever the little story is that you have going on in your head. So Mindy and I met through a network several years ago now, and I was drawn to her instantly. And I now have been a client of Mindy's for 2-something years.
Yeah.
Roundabout that.
About 2 years.
And I talked to Mindy
close to every week, a couple times a month, always. And she is really one of my secret weapons when people, you know, wonder, how do you continue marching on and all of that? And a lot of it is because of the work that I do with Mindy all around mindset. So I'm thrilled to have Mindy here. Mindy, why don't you give everyone just a quick backstory for yourself, and then we'll kind of jump into our topic here today.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you again for having me back. I love being here and just doing all we can do for your audience, like reminding them how limitless they are and that this is the space for them to be, do, and have whatever they want. Like, it is possible. They are possible. And I just love it. You just have such an amazing community. So thank you for inviting me back again. I am an intuitive mindset mastery coach. I love to bring the unconscious conscious. And so what you don't know until you talk to me, and then I go, oh, this is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And usually you're like, oh, right? Like, oh, I love to, for many, many, many years, I was a very driven type A woman, very successful. And I have finally figured out that better harmony between, I'm a recovering type A now, between the push and the hustle and the drive and the rest to breed productivity and the tapping into ease and flow. And so I bring that to my clients, that beautiful harmony of having a soul aligned business and extraordinary life. There is an ebb and flow to it. And I really also in that journey tapped into a ton of deeper spirituality, intuition, and I bring all of that to the table as well. So I blend the science with the woo and the masculine and the feminine so that you really get a beautiful holistic container to grow.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, one of the reasons I was drawn to Mindy initially is because of your work in NLP, because again, I'm very much drawn to data, science, all of that. And so I know what's really helped me and a lot of what I learned from Mindy, I bring into the community as well, is if we can understand why our brain does certain things, why it sends ourselves messages, why we create a plan and then don't follow it, you know, all of those things. If we can understand why our brain might be pre-wired to behave certain ways, then it empowers us with the knowledge of what to do about that and how to tackle different practices. So a lot of, you know, the planning that I teach and deliver brings in some of what I learned through the NLP and the brain science community as well, so that we can set ourselves up for success. So that's why I just, you know, I love having you here again. So we have our annual, the first ever open to the public annual Planapalooza planning event coming up in October. You guys are hearing all about it. And Mindy is one of my handpicked four guest experts that is coming into the event. And since we're doing a lot of talking right now about why is this longer term planning even worth your time? What's the right way to do it? I mean, everything that we're going to be touching on, there is an element. And so many women that worked with me all last year on these more strategic plans, when I was asking them, what other pieces and parts do you want brought into your annual planning? There was a very common theme of, okay, so Megan showed me how to identify what boundaries I need and how to create them, but wow, I'm doing a really lousy job actually honoring them, along with, and they're, I mean, they're so closely related, the mindset around creating new habits or, you know, new practices, new activities, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. that we're stepping into something new that we want to have become habitual for us, new routines, yeah. all of that. I can certainly guide people through all the tools that they need to make sure that they're not overbooked, they're not overscheduled, how they can tap into what their desires are for the next year, and how we can create a roadmap that they can feel like, yeah, I can see that on paper, I can do this. It's not going to overwhelm me. But then we get into action and then our heads start, yeah. the little voices start, the I got sick, so I fell off the wagon starts. So I thought it'd be great to have Mindy in here today to kind of talk about what is the other side of that. And we're going to be going a lot deeper in it inside of Planapalooza, but maybe just share some why this happens and what are some good tips that people can start thinking about or start implementing today.
Yeah, absolutely. First, the big but, right? I have this plan. I have this but, dun, dun, dun. Then life gets in the way. So how do I mix my plan and my life and make them be one and the same, right? Because we are going to up and down, ebb and flow. We are going to get sick, as you and I both got COVID this year, and it kicked our butts.
Yes.
Right. And we didn't fall off the wagon, so to speak, right? We had backup plans and made it through, mm-hmm. kind of a thing, because this is how our cycle can work. So we get real excited about something and we decide, okay, I'm going to have this plan. And we can muscle through for a little bit. Like, yep. Right. So this is where
willpower your way to get up early those first 4 days or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. For a little bit, right? This is why you continually hear me say we cannot out hustle our beliefs. And so while we can muscle and hustle our way through for a bit, that is not sustainable. And this is from my own life for years and years of this. And then all of a sudden coming up to burnout, like, what the heck am I doing? You know, there's no ease in this. There's no joy in this. Like, yeah, I'm successful. I'm making money. I'm getting accolades and right? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
exactly. So what happens when we decide to be someone new, to do something new in our brain? Again, we can muscle, right? Willpower is finite, though. It is not going to sustain us, and we will not be pleasant people either, right? Who are just like, oh,
I feel that one way down deep.
So when we get excited, the first thing that we do is we're like, oh, I've got this plan. Okay, I'm going to make space for the plan. I'm going to set up all the things. I'm going to set my reminders. I'm going to do the external things. One of the very first things that we typically forget is to also clear the internal clutter. So we clear the external clutter, right? We put it on the calendar. We tell people, maybe in our family, like, got a new plan, right? So that we can hopefully get everybody on board. What we tend to forget is the internal clutter and what will come up for us. And it'll be a little quiet probably at first for some of us. Ugh, you've tried this before. And we'll be excited. And then it'll be is everyone else going to get on board with you? Like, you know, you've been down this road before. What do they say? Trying to push a string, right? Those types of pieces. So that's the first, recognizing that anytime we start something new, the brain wants to keep us in what it calls love, safety, and belonging. Even if it doesn't love it anymore, even if it doesn't feel safe anymore, and even if we don't belong there anymore, because who will I be if I'm not the mom that makes the plan and drops it because the family says this, and, you know, like, and I've never been good at time management and I've tried things before and they never work. Like, who will I be if I'm not her? Because unbeknownst to us, this is our identity. We wear it almost like a badge of honor. It's really easy to equate it with health. When I very first started coaching, I was a health coach. And we can make a plan and think that we're tied to it and muscle through for about 5 weeks, typically 4 to 5 weeks.
I didn't even last that long. So, I mean, let's use myself as a perfect real life example. So how many months have you and I had our calls and I bring up my health, like my health goals, my health journey and the changes I'm going to make. I mean, let's be honest. How many months has that come up in conversation?
Many.
Yeah.
Many.
So many meaning at least, I mean, it started in January for sure. And now here we are in August, but even then I started bringing it up last Q4.
Yeah, I would say.
And so I started out in this year knowing I needed to do something because, I mean, I've been very honest. I really, 2021 was not my best caring for myself physically year. Mm-hmm. You know, still going through some grief and other stuff. And then on top of it, starting into the delightful world of perimenopause. So what I didn't realize until recently, and you probably wanted to smack me around quite a bit, was I had all the external stuff in place, but until you just said that, the internal clutter, I had grabbed onto this label of what menopause means. And I had just, I owned that. Like, well, it means you're going to put on weight. Well, it means you can't do this anymore. You can't do that anymore. And I have been wearing this self-imposed identity for months. And it's no wonder that I made, you want to know how much progress I made on all those health goals for what, 9 months, 10 months? Zero until just a few weeks ago, you and I cleaned up the internal part, right?
Because here's two things. You cannot hustle your beliefs. Mm-hmm. So if you're, I mean, you could
I was going to outrun those beliefs.
Right. And you are always winning the game you're playing. This is how powerful. I hope everyone, like, let's just say that one more time. You're always winning the game you're playing. Megan was winning the game of, I can try all the things in menopause, pre-menopause, and this is the predetermined of what's going to happen to me. And so, you know, I'm going to win this game. The brain kept you in the known of what you had decided. This meant that perimenopause and the journey of going into menopause, this is what it means. We do this too. We just decide, oh, this means this. I didn't make my plan work this day. It's never going to work. That's it. Yep. I'm terrible at this, right? We just make these.
Or my life looks like this, therefore planning doesn't work for me or whatever the thing
is. We just make these decisions like that. Mm-hmm. So we do even, okay, so there's two things that I heard in that. We get to be super tied and bought into our why. Mm-hmm. What is our, we call it MOFA, big motivating factor. Okay. So what, if we are not so just entrenched in this why, so that we can see it, hear it, taste it, feel it, smell it, right? We are not going to sustain ourselves through those ebbs and flows, those valleys, those times when, you know, carpool line, whatever, broke down and, you know, whatever the thing is that happens that can like shift everything, right? Mm-hmm. When we are super tied to it, so that nothing is going to stop us from we set the goal, which goals are great. Their aim, their purpose, their direction, outcomes better. Those are the results, right? I mean, this is what we actually get. We set a goal, we get an outcome. The magic is who I'm becoming. The magic is the identity that I create. I don't want to be the woman who can execute her plan one day, 1 week. I mean, I do, right? However, that's just like a muscle. I want to be the woman who's a plan executor. I want to be the woman who plans because structure is freedom. I want to be the one, right? Not just one day, like that's that muscling through. James Clear, I don't want to read one book. I want to be a reader. Right? Because anybody can plan for one day. Anybody can write it down. Right? And they can even fool themselves into thinking, I did this. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, you get to be so bought into all that will open up for you when you embrace being the plan executor, being the planner, being the woman who. This is the magic in it. Is being so tied to it. What will happen is self-sabotage will come in, not only in the form of the little chatter that goes on. We're always winning the game that we're playing. And so if we have not released the identity of planning won't work for me, we will prove it to ourselves. We'll make a plan and it won't work, right? We will self-sabotage. We will continue to overschedule. We will continue to not respect our own boundaries, we will do those pieces. Because again, love, safety, and belonging. I'm the mom, the woman, the partner who doesn't want anyone to think I'm selfish. So I'm gonna not honor the sacred time that I set for myself in this schedule. And I'm gonna go ahead and let everyone else come in and steal my time. Because if I'm not that mom, I'm not that person, then who am I? I don't know that new woman, and people might get mad at her, or they might like, and we decide, right? We decide that we'll just stay in the known. We stay in the known until the pain of the known is greater than the pain of the unknown until the fear of leaving is greater of staying, right? Until it's like, okay, well, can't get any worse. Like, I gotta go. There gets to be a better way for me. And I think ultimately we're deciding that we're worthy of it. And this is a struggle, I think, for so many women
everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The worthiness. Yes.
100%. A couple years ago, I was in a training call, you know, I was a student, and the woman leading it just finally said, "You are worthy of support." And I mean, that made me weep in the moment. I just thought, wow. And I, you know, my motto for myself this year is I'm worthy of respect, meaning how I treat myself. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, this topic of who we can do all this external stuff. We can create the plans. We can do the things. We can have the lists. We can, quote, get organized and externally look really like we got it together, right? I mean, I'm excellent at that part of it. But then there's the internal side of what identity are we putting on, owning, cherishing, having? And if there's a disconnect between all of the external work that we're doing and the internal, this is, I believe, one of the key reasons why so many women, hello, myself included, that I just went through, continue to hit a brick wall after brick wall with some of these longer term goals that they have. And, you know, I've been working on this stuff for a long time, both with you and just a lot around mindset, but I even fell into that for months. My plan on paper, my activities, I did all the work of externally being someone who could set these goals and put these plans in place and even execute them. Mm-hmm. But because of the true kind of label I chose, the identity I was choosing for myself, the two did not match. And therefore, I kept coming month after month going, I'm not making any progress. And then thankfully, a shift has happened for me in the last month of I've claimed a completely new identity. I don't know if I've even shared it on the podcast yet, but you know, I'm going to be 50 next year. And so I've been putting a lot of thought into that. Just turned 49 like a month ago. I was like, you know what? I want to roll into 50 and I want to own being 50 and fiercely fabulous. Mm-hmm. I have said that over and over again. Now, what I didn't realize was happening, this wasn't something I intentionally set out to. I need to swap out the story for myself. But by taking 50 and fiercely fabulous as who I am and not, God, I'm a woman who is really battling, you know, early stages of menopause and all that goes with it and the weight and the this and the that. My identity has shifted to I'm going to be 50 and fiercely fabulous. And lo and behold, haven't really changed much in the way of the plan, but now outcomes are happening.
Exactly.
Because of the alignment of... Hey there, if you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
The conscious and the subconscious. You have aligned your conscious and your subconscious. You have aligned your beliefs, because your brain is going to delete, distort, and generalize based on what you believe. You have aligned that belief. Now your filter is expanded, has shifted. So you see the absolute possibility, inevitability of 50 and fiercely fabulous.
Yeah. This is why I knew Mindy needed to join us inside of the annual planning event, because you know, I'm going to make sure that you have something in place that is realistic, that you've aligned yourself with desires you truly do want, that I'm going to show you and help you highlight what boundaries you yourself are going to need to honor some of that. You're going to have systems in place to already identify where you might get overscheduled or overbooked so that you know, you will have all of that available to you. But if I left you with just that and didn't empower you with the skills to then take on the, I don't like the word label, but just take on, what word am I looking for?
Well, I mean, it's a new identity, a way of being, right? A way of showing up.
Creating and understanding the identity that is in alignment with that. This is one of like the secret sauces that we're going to have in this event, because you're going to have both, because Mindy's really going to help you. I, you know, kind of wanted to talk through some of this with you guys today to help you understand why the planning alone is not enough. And that's a lot for me to say that, right? That's what I do. But even I can create great plans, even execute on them and still not get results if the identity part is not there. And so this is your zone of genius and your gift to the world, Mindy, which is why I'm so excited to have you in this. So I would love to ask you, for people that are, you know, feeling in that place of, oh, I'm in a stage of life where this isn't worth it. You know, my life's too busy. Annual planning makes no sense. Trust me, we're going to tackle that in the workshop. Or even, I'm not wired that way. Mm-hmm. But they have a desire to want to see something different for 2023. Mm-hmm. What are some things that they can start doing to get rid of the internal clutter and noise to help better prepare to show up to say, no, that isn't who I'm going to be? Mm-hmm.
One of the things is in the decision-making process, like the first thing, deciding that I'm worth a new thing. I'm worth trying this on, right? And trying it on like a new pair of shoes, trying it on like an outfit. We're going to walk around in it. You know what I mean? We're going to test drive this car for days. It's not going to be, I'm going to get in and drive down to the stop sign and be like, oh, that didn't work. I don't like the way it handles, right? These shoes hurt or whatever, right? No, we're going to try it on. We're going to embody in it and realizing that you get to, this is, it's all about choice. And when we realize that we have a choice, it opens all kinds of things up for us. And your audience knows I'm never going to say you need to, you should, right? You have to. No, yeah. You get to go from Planapalooza on with just a whole new world opened up to you with some massive shifts that started very small. Little hinges swing big gates. It's going to be the tiny little steps that you take that are just going to domino effect into things. And the first one is the decision. It's saying, I have a choice and I want to make the choice. It's moving towards something as well for a long term. So if you're thinking about this and thinking, yeah, I got to quit XYZ. I hate XYZ. This is just draining XYZ. Okay. Wanting to get out of something and away from something is a great catalyst. It is not long-term sustainable. As we know, we cannot hate our bodies into shape. We can only love them into better health, better movement, right? Like, it's just not sustainable because that's like the energy that's inside there, right? That like, oh, I hate this. Okay, well, that's a really good catalyst. Let's jump off there if that's where you are. Now,
what are we going to instead of running away from?
What are we going to, as we bless and release, you always hear me say this, as we bless and release what was, because she got you here. Now, what do we get to move towards? What are some really small, but like tangible things that having a better handle on this, that seeing, planning for the year, you know, will help me do, like, what are just some small things that I would love to be able to, this is what's coming up in my head, not hate December. because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Like you do this so beautifully when you help us. And full disclosure, I'm in Planapalooza. Like I'm a client in Planapalooza. I do this year-long training with her. And it's been just mind-blowing, the differences, the different ways. So what would open up for me if like half of December was actually joyful? Yeah. Like if I like thought about my gift-giving needs in October or September, whenever it is that we like think about it, to be like, oh, well, these small that are huge, they seem maybe small, stepping into these, seeing what could open up for you when you make the choice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask them, right, to cast the vision of what if, right? What if it all works out? What if this is exactly what I've been praying for, looking for, searching for, and I get to step into this whole new way of being, this whole new outlook, this whole new perspective.
I love that. Guys, this again, you know, Mindy's going to be in doing her training. The other three guest experts are also going to be bringing in practical and the stuff between the brains. So this is, it's not, you know, my zone of genius is more the pragmatic. Let's get out our calendars. Let's think through the things. Let's get organized. But then we are also going to have Mindy there as well to say, okay, that looks great. And then when the buts start, Mindy's going to give us the tools to know what we need to do when those buts start coming up. And for any of you that are, you know, on your own whatever health journey is, I shared, you know, some of mine, and you're feeling frustrated about lack of progress, have that real chat with yourself about what is that? I didn't even realize that, you know, the identity that I was just carrying around, feeling like I was stuck with it. And thank you, Mindy, for helping me with that as always.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's the perfect way to close out, reminding everyone how powerful they are. You like, you're always winning the game you're playing. Like you want to win a game that you really want to play. You have a choice. It doesn't have to be, especially in that the world tells us, doctors tell us, oh, this is just part of menopause. Like we get so many messages of this is your life's just going to suck now, old lady. Right. Like, I'm like, no, I'm not having it either, because I'm right there with you in the journey. Right. And, but those are the messages that we get. And so it's very easy to start playing that game when it's coming from everywhere. Check and see how.
And just because it's easy to say, my life is busier than everybody else's. I can't plan because of the world I'm in. Well, as you said, you're winning the game that you're playing. And so, yeah, the world is going to give you all those messages, but we don't have to, they don't have to be true.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you so much, Mindy. I'm excited to have you in Planapalooza. And thank you again for your time. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.